We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Apparently, we have a new troll. Hey, never listened to your show before. Had to check to ensure I was listening to EIB. Really? You are a liberal. How is it you're on the same show as Rush, Tara, and Bobby Mack? Is beyond me. I sent a message back, by the way, asking whether happy hour has started already. I am curious. Is it already open? I might like a drink myself. Over on the text line, in addition to that comment, the NFL is determined to make segregation stronger than ever. Unfortunately, new anthem, just another way to divide us, not bring us together. People going to stand for one and not the other. I wonder what that is going to look like. How's this going to be received by people? Here's the thing. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. You probably better not be white and object publicly to this song. There's going to be hell to pay. I'm serious. You better not post that on social media. You better not say that in public. You'll be accused of being racist. This will be, I think the audio I'm going to share with you in a bit touches on some of this sentiment. If the NFL does that, we can also play and sing to Dixie in the South. Oh, my goodness. Please don't bring that one out. Vince, you're missing the point. United, we're stronger. Divided, not so much. That's why the Dems keep trying so hard to divide. How am I missing the point? This is exactly what they've been doing for quite some time. Absolutely crazy it is. I was just thinking about the Beatles' Let It Be. Beautiful song. Too vague. Can mean whatever you want it to. Yeah, that's a great idea. I love, this is one of my favorite texts that came in a few minutes ago. There can only be one national anthem, so let's compromise and make it Highway to Hell. This person, who's Irish, if we ever have a separate national anthem for the Irish, it'll be 99 bottles of beer on the wall. I'm Irish. I don't care if I offended your leftist trolls. Isn't that great? I love people having a sense of humor. You may as well. Otherwise, you're going to go absolutely crazy. That's the risk here. So, I want to get to some audio. Vody Bauckham is a theologian. And I have a friend who brought him to my attention years ago. I love this guy. I really love this guy. He made an appearance on the Glenn Beck program recently, addressing all of the issues related to Black Lives Matter. We have several cuts here we're going to play, and I think he's just right on the money, theologically and otherwise. And he really expresses my heart. I've told you, I do not use Black Lives Matter myself. I'll use it in reference to a news story, but I do not embrace the idea, and I don't use the language. Black Lives Matter, white, you know, not white lives matter, all lives matter, whatever it is. I don't use any of that terminology. That's somebody else's narrative. Somebody else wants to do that, you know, go for it. I'm not interested. Vody Bauckham, in his interview, he touched on several things, and one of the things he talked about is how he thinks that many of us are getting to the point already where we're sick of this stuff, this conversation, And really, enough is enough. Here's the first cut.
These things are unsustainable. People are only going to bow the knee for so long. People are only going to bow down in obeisance before the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for so long before people finally say, listen, that's enough and that's too far. And Glenn, here's why that's an issue. Because with this movement, with this radical Marxist movement, this Black Lives Matter movement, a 99 is an F. And we need to be clear about that. A 99 is an F. You can do everything that they demand of you, but the minute you decide that's a bridge too far, the response is, you failed. I knew you were a white supremacist. I knew you were a racist, and you're completely repudiated. And any kind of absolution that you had is immediately taken back.
Isn't that the truth? How many of you are experiencing this right now? I mean, if you don't go along, for instance, with this language of Black Lives Matter, which is the next thing that Voddie Baucham touches on. And he's talking about the fact that apparently it was a recent conversation or interview where the Vice President, Mike Pence, did not use that phrase, Black Lives Matter. And he was asked the question, do you think that was the right thing to do? Here's Voddie.
Yes, I think he was. And what worries me is that there are so many Christians who are not taking that stand. That because, again, we have to separate this movement from issues. So here's what the Marxists do. Here's what the Marxists have always done. You use words and phrases, and you pour into those words and phrases your own meaning. And oftentimes you create kind of this Kafka trap, you know, where if somebody does not use the phrase that you want them to use, it proves that they are what you say they are, right? So prove you're not a racist by using that phrase. You refuse to use that phrase, then you're a racist.
Isn't this how it works? This is exactly how it works. And it's rather tiresome. I can understand people just giving up and saying, you know, why bother? I can't keep up with all the demands here. So Glenn asked the question, you know, to play devil's advocate, are you saying then that black lives don't matter?
Yeah, see, I'm not playing your game. Why do I need to play that game? You first of all.
Well, because it's a very easy thing to say. Black lives matter, don't they?
Yes,
why would you refuse to say it?
I know that that is a phrase that is part of an organization. It is a trademarked phrase, and it's a phrase designed to use black people. That phrase dehumanizes black people because it makes them pawns in a game that has nothing whatsoever to do with black people and their dignity, and has everything to do with a divisive agenda that is bigger than black people. That's why I'm not going to use that phrase, because I love black people. I love being black. I love black people because I are one, right? So that's number one. Number two, I don't have to prove anything to you. That's number two. This is about me being right with God. And number three, this movement is dangerous. This movement is vicious.
It is. Can you disagree with anything Voddie Baucham has said there? I think he's right on the money. Vince, this two national anthem song thing, it just sounds like a step back in time. Segregation. Another person saying divide and conquer. Another vote for Highway to Hell as the new song to use for the anthem. Oh, goodness. This texter saying, I'm white, so BLM says I'm racist no matter what, even if I agree with them. Just means I'm pandering. So, Vince, are you saying if I take a knee during the Black Anthem to protest the systemic racial division that's going on, I'll be in trouble? Yeah, give that a try. See what happens. Just curious. Vince, Southern Baptist theology is steeped in white supremacy. What's your opinion on that? What? What in the world? I'd be curious to know what that is. I know nothing about that. If you've got some evidence of that, let's have a conversation. Kind of curious. All of those white crazy people burning things down while yelling Black Lives Matter. They don't care about blacks. They care about their own self-importance. Boy, isn't that the truth. And we've said this plenty of times. This is about what? Virtue signaling. That's really what this is all about. It's not anything genuine that I think any of us should aspire to. I've mentioned before, I'm not a fan of rap. Frankly, I abhor it. It's, to me, probably in the same category with country music. Okay, go ahead. You can say nasty things to me. Those are the two types of music that I just, it just grates on my soul. I just can't take it. I don't know. I might give the edge to rap there as being more obnoxious. It's just me. Just personally do not like it. Anyway, there's this guy. His name's Lord Jamar. He is a member of the hip-hop group Brand Nubian. Well, boy, he has really taken a lot of heat because he's rejected the Black Lives Matter organization over its Marxist roots and who he is saying this group is connected to. This is, talk about packing a punch. This is so offensive, probably to so many people. We're just going to let it run. Here is rapper Lord Jamar and his response to the Black Lives Matter movement.
Listen. And I'm not no Black Lives Matter supporter.
Like, you're not?
No, absolutely.
Why not?
Because it's not our movement. This is a movement that was given to us by, you know, George Soros and his boys. Because they saw how things were going and they didn't want it to go back to the 60s to where we start having our own organic movements. That was a big problem for them. So let's give the people a movement that we can control. We'll provide them the leaders and all of this type of shit. And yeah, that's what Black Lives Matter is. Look at the leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Are there leaders of Lives Matter?
Yeah, these lesbian women who are trying to incorporate, you know, LG, whatever the the letters are, incorporate those, their concerns into black people's concerns. Go to the website, look it up.
And he's right. And he is absolutely positively right. I've expressed concern about this for years, and I've warned black people. This whole civil rights theme has been hijacked by all kinds of other people who are trying to slip in and put themselves in the same category. And I don't hesitate to say this. I really don't. But you're not going to put a people who have been in this country as the result of slavery in the same category as, you know, as people who claim they're discriminated against because of the way they have sex. I'm sorry, but that's an insult. After all that my people have experienced in this country, to put gay rights and try to put that in the category, anywhere near the category of anything my ancestors have been through, that is an insult. And the sad thing, these are black people doing this. Now, I've made it very clear. I am very much a libertarian on a lot of issues. What you do in your private life is none of my business. I frankly do not care. I really don't. But I do not like the idea of someone trying to extort an identity out of me. Don't come to me and expect me to affirm whatever. Whatever you want to be, go ahead and be it. But I shouldn't have to participate. which is where we get into these issues of baking cakes and other things like that. There are people who are determined to undermine your convictions. It's one thing when you've got your convictions and you want to do something, you want to live a certain way. That's your business. But it's not your right to force me to honor this or celebrate that. That's what our country is supposed to be about, freedom. And it's freedom to disagree. Freedom to live different lives, if we so choose. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Let us go out to Alan in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Just thank you for everything you're doing, man. God bless you. I really do appreciate all you do. Just one real quick thing. Two real quick things. First of all, it starts in our homes. My grandfather was a very racist man. He never called a black man a black man. He called him the N-word. So I said, I'm going to change this in my life. Take my daughter to church. She's 7 years old. I go in to pick her up in her little class, and I say, she said, can we have so-and-so over? I was like, oh, who's so-and-so? Is it a little black girl there? She said, Daddy, what's a black girl? So to go from my grandfather having that much racism to my daughter not knowing a difference between the two is on us. It's on us to make the changes. If we don't do it in ourselves, there's no organization out there that can do that. So we need to make the choices individually.
I love it. I love what you said here, Alan, because this is right on point. This is about what individual relationships with each other, and I definitely celebrate the fact that you've taken a very different path than has been followed in the past. Do call again sometime, Alan. This is where all this begins. It's what we do with our homes, how we train our children. It is vital, absolutely vital, that they are raised in a way that honors and respects everybody. It's really not that complicated at all. Let's talk about 2020 and the election coming up in November. Mark Thiessen has a piece where he is echoing a message that's been communicated quite a bit in the past few weeks, based on some of the polling. I know there are people who are skeptical about the polling. I am not. I think there's reason for the president to be concerned. And I always believe it is foolish to assume that you're going to win and assume that it's going to be a landslide. Keep in mind, if I remember correctly, that margin of victory, 70,000 in three states. 70,000. And speaking of, this Mark Thiessen piece warning about Trump's rhetoric driving away suburban swing voters. He needs them to win. He starts off saying, if President Trump wants to understand why Joe Biden has clear leads against him in swing states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, look no further than his own rally in Tulsa, June 20th. The president did not once mention George Floyd or express solidarity with peaceful protesters marching for racial justice. His speech was combative, defiant, and the supporters were thrilled with this. But it contained barely a word designed to persuade anyone not already persuaded to support the president. We're going to talk about this coming up. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Who's talking about how the president's rhetoric is driving away suburban swing voters. These are the people he needs to win, especially in places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Before we get to our guest, Mark Thiessen goes on to say this: to win in November, Trump can't just rely on the enthusiasm of his base. He's got to win suburban swing voters. In 2016, he won the suburban vote by 5 percentage points. And those same voters gave him his narrow margin of victory in states such as Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida. Now, here's what you have to consider. Many of those voters defected in 2018 to give Democrats control of the House. Keep this in mind. This isn't poll information we're talking about in history. We're talking about real elections that took place in 2018. Now, Mark Thiessen goes on to say they've been planning on coming home to Trump this year. A New York Times Siena College poll in November found almost two-thirds of voters in six battleground states who cast their ballots for Trump in 2016, but then voted for House Democrats in 2018, planned to back the president in 2020. This has changed. In the wake of recent racial unrest, Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, has opened a commanding 25-point lead over Trump in the suburbs. Two-thirds of Americans now say the president has made racial tensions worse since the killing of Floyd in Minneapolis. Trump's uncompromising rhetoric and retweets are driving away swing voters who don't want to be associated with a senior citizen shouting white power. You remember that the other day, and I warned you about this. These kinds of unforced errors right now, this isn't 2016, when he was running against a really horrible person in the form of Hillary Clinton. This is 2020, when not only do you have crises going on, you also have a bumbling idiot in the form of Mr. Joe Biden, who is nowhere near as unlikable as Hillary Clinton. This is something to keep in mind. Let's go to our conversation with our good friend in the upstate, Congressman Jeff Duncan, who joins us now on the broadcast. Welcome back, sir. Good to talk with you.
Vince, it is always great to be on your show. It's even better to be in South Carolina and not in D.C. and to actually be able to listen to your show on the radio.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely awesome. I want to first start off talking about this issue as it relates to, we've had so many conversations, Congressman Duncan, about the racial issue. We've seen the ill-fated effort by Tim Scott in trying to advance some legislation dealing with police that looks like that's dead because the House is not going to go along. How significant do you think this issue is ultimately going to be here in 2020?
Well, you know, first off, let's remember that the House had a version of that justice reform bill, and Tim Scott and the senators had a version, and it was Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate that decided they weren't going to do that. Tim went to his colleagues on the other side of the aisle and said, "What do you want?" And they said, "Well, we want five things." He said, "We'll allow you five amendments." And they said, "No, we really want 20 things." He said, "We'll allow 20 amendments." And they walked away from the table. They said, "No." They stood in the way for justice reform because they really want this issue to continue and then be exacerbated until November the 4th. So it's more about them regaining the White House. It's more about Trump derangement syndrome. It's more about defeating Donald Trump than it is about really solving the issue of justice reform in this country.
And it's quite unfortunate. But then again, this is an election year. This is pretty much what we expect out of these folks. I want to kind of turn to a positive note here and where we are at this season of the country. We only have a couple of minutes left here. What is it that we need to reflect on and be thankful for on this holiday weekend?
Well, you know, Vince, there's a lot of talk right now about Mount Rushmore. And, you know, I think about it like this. We shouldn't focus on the faults of the giants that helped build this country, but we should remember why they are on Mount Rushmore, why we consider them as a nation to be giants. When they write documents like the preamble of the Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty, not only to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution. Now, that was not a July 4th document. That's the Constitution. That's the preamble. On July 4th, we separated from an oppressive King of England who was oppressing the people in the colonies to the point they couldn't worship how they wanted to, overtaxing them and all the other things that we fought against in order to earn through the Revolution our freedom, our liberty. I think liberty is a stronger word. And so think about those men, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt that are up there. And I just think we need to focus on why they're up there. They helped give us in this nation the most liberty. And I want to go back to one thing. You were talking about Black Lives Matter earlier. And I look at it like this, Vince. There's two different ways to look at Black Lives Matter, all capitals, is our organization. They're a Marxist-driven political organization for the purpose of instilling Marxist doctrine and supporting a lot of anti-American founding principles. But then you can say Black Lives Matter with a little L, just like you would say white lives or Asian lives or any of that, they do matter because all lives matter. American lives matter. And if we're going to go back and form a more perfect union, which I believe the American experiment is a exercise in evolving and maturing, our nation is only, what, 244 years old. You compare that to the age of England or France or any other country in the world, at least in the Western world, we're barely crawling and we're not walking yet as a nation incomparable to them. So I just want everyone to pause this weekend from all this civil unrest and antagonism and think about we live in the greatest country that has ever existed on this earth from the
Amen.
Standpoint of offering freedom, liberty to so many Americans.
Amen to that. We're completely out of time. Congressman Jeff Duncan, I could not have said it better. A lot to be thankful for, a lot to celebrate, and we're thankful for you being in Washington, D.C. to represent the fine people of the upstate. Stay with us. Final stretch of our Friday broadcast, a couple of things I want to share with you. One of them, a developing news story, one of them on the Washington Redskins. They are announcing something pretty significant. I think you can pretty much say goodbye to the Redskins as the name of the team. That's gone. You can be absolutely sure of that. They've announced a thorough review of the team's name amid mounting pressure to make a change. They put out a statement. In that statement, the team said they would review the name, which has long been controversial. This process allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization, sponsor, the National Football League, and the local community. That's a statement from the team about a review of the name, the Redskins. Just mark my word for it, it's gone. It is gone. There's no way they will continue with that name. I thought you'd be intrigued by this. This is a Facebook friend of mine named Dakovin. I really don't need the NFL or anyone else to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing before every game. I just want everyone to be treated like we are equal parts of one America. Whether financially, judicially, socially, or by law enforcement, treat people like they are part of one America. They will feel and act like they are part of one America. Hey, I can't disagree with that at all. And what I love about this, that I so appreciate, and what do I tell you all the time? I'm not a big fan of symbolism. Singing songs really doesn't do it for me. If there's a problem, let's talk about the problem, let's address the issues, and fix them. Waving flags or singing songs or walking and demonstrating, it really solves nothing most of the time. So I think this is an admirable position. I think many of you would certainly agree. Let's take a look at the day in history, and in Lonzo's absence, he continues to enjoy his beach vacation. Must be nice. Some of us have to work for
I'm
a living.
So jelly.
Oh, no, not the jelly word. My daughter says that all the time.
Totes jelly.
Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do with you? We have five questions that we're going to put to you, beginning in 1608. And Samuel de Champlain founded this Canadian city. I don't know how to give any hints. I think this would be the French city.
Toronto?
Quebec. Oh. It is Quebec. 1775, this person took control of the Continental Army. 1775.
George Washington?
You are absolutely correct. 1890, this place known for potatoes becomes the 43rd state.
Is it Idaho?
It's Idaho. It sure enough is. 1930, this is an organization that's taken a lot of heat for not caring too well for those who have served our country well. What is the name of this particular agency?
Is that the VA, Veterans Administration?
You are absolutely correct. And last but not least, 1962, this person became the first African-American inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Who is that person?
Wait a minute. Is it Jackie Robinson?
You are absolutely correct. 4 out of 5. I think that's pretty impressive. By the way, I think I sent to you, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, a picture of a New York City apartment. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. The New York Post reported on this, a New York City apartment that has a shower in the kitchen. $1,650 a month. Can anybody explain to me why you would want a shower in your kitchen?
That's really convenient. The more I started looking at that, Vince, you don't have to walk all the way down the hall. It's right there next to the kitchen table. Just jump in there and shower off, get the crumbs off of you after dinner.
That's so weird.
It is weird looking, though. It takes some getting used to.
So this apartment features a sectioned-off sleeping area with toilet, spacious, separate windowed kitchen with several wood cabinets, a sink, plenty of countertop space, a full-size refrigerator, and a stove. But right in the middle of that sink and fridge, a full working tub and shower. So
is that in lieu of a bathroom somewhere else in the apartment?
That's a good question.
I would want a nice little discount if they're going to, you know.
This sounds kind of gross to me. Yeah. It says you can wash your dishes or whip up a sandwich while bathing.
You get your bread all soggy?
Why would you want to do this? Anyway, this has gotten a lot of attention on social media. One Twitter user posted a photo of the listing June 29th. This garnered more than 200 comments, 8,000 likes. One commenter said, which cupboard do you think the toilet is in? You dry out the tub and voila, you get your bed.
Oh, man, that reminds me of my efficiency apartment back in college where the bedroom and the living room were the same room.
Really? Oh, yeah, honestly. That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty much the way you live in college,
that's
right?
That's going overboard there, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. So I don't know. Is this something that has some appeal out there? I'm looking at this picture and I'm just thinking, I would also feel weird having guests over too. Hey, there's your shower right there. In front of God and everybody, while I'm fixing breakfast, go ahead and take your shower.
I'll turn my back to you while you're in there.
Oh, okay. No. That's just weird. That is absolutely weird. You're going to get out of the shower. Oh, no. This is not a plan at all.
Drop the soap.
You're so bad. Our time is up. Enjoy your holiday weekend. God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.